Joining us on the phone, Hartford Mayor Luke Bronin. Good morning, Mr. Mayor. How are you? How has your summer been?
Summer's been long. How about you?
Yeah, it seems like it's been really long. We haven't talked to you.
Not in the way you usually want a summer to feel long.
Oh, but, absolutely.
Hey, all good. All good.
So school is firing up in Hartford next week. Have you heard anything about what Hartford's doing to make sure the seamless transition into getting kids back into school?
Well, one of the things that Hartford did was delay the start a few weeks ago. You know, I know in some districts are pushing back the start right now. We decided to push it back. The superintendent decided to push it back to get a little more time to plan. The other thing that Hartford Public Schools is doing is a staggered start where you have grades starting in phases throughout next week. And I think that's important just to be able to welcome kids, in smaller groups at first and get used to this new world.
Now, it seems like there's no easy answer for a lot of questions out there, including right now. Yesterday, we found out that the police union have voted no confidence in Governor Lamont. In general, we found that our police in this state have been doing a very good job. What are your thoughts on that vote yesterday?
Well, look, I mean, first of all, I just want to clarify. I'm sure everybody knows this, but you're talking about the state police.
Yes, it was the state police, not the Hartford police. Yes, absolutely.
Right. And I don't know that I have much to comment on. I personally think that Governor Lamont has done a good job through this difficult summer, through this pandemic. My sense is that a lot of the sentiment that was reflected in that vote, you know, it really comes back to the police accountability law, and I understand some of those feelings, but I also think that this is a moment when we have to make some changes that are going to be tough and that are going to be needed. I think we have been lucky that most of the police departments around Connecticut, and I can say the police department here in Hartford, you know, responded to the movement and the protests this summer in a spirit of support and collaboration, and I think we're fortunate about that.
One of the ways that we have a great police department and we have funding and we have the things we need is that we fill out our census forms. How are you getting the word out to get people to fill out those forms so we can get the money we need for our cities?
I think that there are a lot of reasons why the self-response rate is low. I mean, that we have to acknowledge there's a lack of trust in many cases. There's a misunderstanding or a lack of understanding about how this information or how this data is used. There's lack of understanding about why it matters. But it really, and we have to also acknowledge that, you know, President Trump has intentionally sown distrust among some communities about the census. You know, he has said that, made it sound like, you know, you shouldn't fill out the census if you're not a citizen. The census has nothing to do with citizenship. It has nothing to do with documentation status. And you may have some households where a majority of the people are U.S. citizens, but there may be somebody who's not, and then they're reluctant to fill out the census because of that. But it's important for everybody to know what you said, which is it really, really, really matters. It matters when it comes to how much federal resources come into a community for things like, SNAP or TANF or education funding or transportation funding. So it really matters, and it's really easy to do. So you can go to my2020census.gov and fill it out, or you can open the door when the census takers come around, because they are coming for this short period of time right now. Open the door when they come around, fill out the census. It's one of the biggest things you can do for your community.
Can you spell enumerator? That's the question.
So I don't know if you saw the back and forth between John Oliver and the mayor of Danbury and what's going on over there. Well, John Oliver recently has, you know, thrown it out to the mayor and said, look, if you're not going to follow through and name the sewer treatment plant after me, I'm going to give $50,000 to charity to another city. So are you thinking about scooping the mayor of Danbury's heat and maybe, you know, taking him up on that offer and naming something after John Oliver in our city?
Well, I didn't know that until you just told me, so I'll have to think about it. But, we got the MDC plant in the South Meadows. Not a city facility, though. Dunkin' Donuts has got a couple more years on their agreement, but, you know, for the right price, John Oliver Stadium sounds pretty good, too.
Hey, are you opening up Dunkin' Donuts Park for voting? I know before we let you go, we want to get people to rock the vote because this is a very contentious election, and mm-hmm. we want people to get out there to get not only fill out that census, but also get out there and use your right and vote. So how is Hartford making it easy for people to do just that?
So I think the biggest thing is the drop boxes. I hope everybody knows that if you request an absentee ballot, you can get it back to us in a couple of ways, or back to the state in a couple of ways. You can obviously mail it back in. But if you have concerns about timing or if you have concerns about the mail, you can go to the drop boxes that are in front of City Hall and just drop it right in. That's how I voted in the primary. It's safe, it's reliable, and you know, you avoid the lines, you avoid going into a polling place. So I do want to make sure everybody knows about that.
Who'd you vote for?
I voted for Biden, and it's no secret. I plan to do that again.
Well, thank you for your time. We appreciate it.
To vote, fill out the census, and get tested. You know, don't forget that. You know, we're still at this time when the more people who get tested, the better we can identify who's got the virus and contain it for the sake of our kids, for the sake of schools, teachers, everybody. So. Take advantage of the fact that we've got pretty extensive testing here in Hartford.
Hartford Mayor Luke Bronin, thank you so much. We'll talk to you next week.
Thanks, both. Take care.